Thank you, Mero. Good morning, everybody. It's a great pleasure to be here. I'll present today our study in primary health care among workers in primary health care in two Brazilian regions. This is the research staff of the study that is doing. And the objective of this presentation is to assess the prevalence of minor psychiatric disorders and associated factors among primary healthcare workers in 14 Brazilian municipalities, over 100,000 inhabitants in the south and northeast regions. Why is important this subject? Health workers in Brazil is about 2.5 million workers. 56% are working in public sector, and 69% are working in municipalities. And about 1 million workers are in primary health care. And this is a really very important working force in our country. Primary health care is based in an extensive network of about 50,000 health centers across the country. Its work process promotes a strong relationship between the professionals and the healthcare team. A health problem of one professional can affect the work of the whole staff. Disease, injury, disability, and poor working conditions can affect the workers' quality of life and the healthcare that they provide to the population. Primary healthcare in Brazil started in the 80s after Alma-Ata conference, and the traditional primary health care was especially developed in the south and southeastern regions. And it was important at that time because it promoted the discussion of a reform of the Brazilian health system. The team is usually constituted by primary care doctors with basic specialties and nurse auxiliary and sometimes nurses. The area and the number of people to take care was not clearly defined. The home-based care was not emphasized, and the team is available 4 or 8 hours a day, but in the case of it, a day double team. In the 1994, it was launched a new primary health care strategy called Family Health Program, following the standards of the new Brazilian health system called SUS, Unified Health System, and to substitute the traditional primary health care. It started in the poorest northeast and north regions, and at the time, it's really is whole spread in the country. Almost 100 million people are covered by family health programs, almost 50% of the population. The family health program work with a team with a general doctor, nurse, and nurse auxiliary. And it's very important are the community health workers that visit homes once a month to see who needs care. Action is defined in a territory, action is following a defined territory and population, about 1,000 to 2,000 family per team. And they perform household registration, situational diagnosis, address prevalent health problems, promote long-term care of the individuals and family with a proactive attitude to people's health problems and disease. And the same team works for 8 hours a day. This study was a cross-sectional study. Our sample, in the case of workers, are all health professionals working into the primary health care centers of the urban municipalities with more than 100,000 inhabitants. And we measure the minor psychiatric disorders through the self-reporting questionnaire in a dichotomous strategy. And seven positive answers was identified as a case. The data collection was carried out from March to August of 2005. This was the theoretical model that we used. region and primary healthcare model was the stratified variables. Occupation was the exposition, and all the characteristics of work organizations, workloads, and mental health was our outcome. We could enroll about 5,000 workers, almost 2,000 in South and 3,000 in Northeast, and almost 3,000 in family health programs and 2,000 in traditional primary health care. About 521 physicians, more than 1,000 nursing workers, 400 top-level professionals, more than 1,500 community health workers, and 1,000 mid-level professionals. A sample of a profile of the sample, 80% of the workers were women, 6% from 30 to 49 years old, 7% never smoke, 28% were sedentary, 42% present some health problems, and 38% was working in precarious conditions. The prevalence of minor psychiatric disorders, we didn't identify difference from the South and Northeast. The South is the richer part of the country, and the Northeast is the poorest. We didn't identify difference by the model. The prevalence were really similar among family health program and traditional. But we find a very important difference among occupations. The top level professionals, like social workers and dentists and nutritionists, is the smallest prevalence, and doctors and nursing professionals in the mid, and other mid-level professionals in the community health workers in the greatest, the bigger prevalence. These two groups are the most important for the findings. And when we identify different kinds of relationship with the outcome, the prevalence of minor psychiatric disease increased significantly with the satisfaction with working conditions at the primary healthcare centers, especially with the structure of the primary healthcare centers. We have 5,000 health centers, but a lot of them are really in poor conditions of construction, infrastructure, or supply of medicines or another kind of research to work. And even they relate problems with the relationship of the teamwork and the people that present dissatisfaction with the work present more minor psychiatric disorders. After adjusting to demographic and socioeconomic variable, the prevalence of minor psychiatric disorders remained significantly greater among the community health workers and mid-level workers. And after adjusting to characteristics of work process, structure, workload, worker satisfaction, the differences appear. We can see this in detail. The community health workers and the middle-level professionals present the greater prevalence, even if adjusted analysis. What is really important is adjusting for characteristics of demographic and socioeconomical and lifestyle health problems. Even so, the prevalence is increased. And adjusting to precarious employment, even so, they present the greater prevalence. And finally, in the last equation, the satisfaction with the structure reduced the increase in the prevalence, but even could be maybe if the sample was greater, could be a significant difference. We identify a prevalence of psychiatric disorders higher among the community health workers than mid-level workers, maybe relate to less control of work process, more frontline contact with the population seeking health care, and the occupation that increase the physical and emotional risks. Workers unsatisfied with the structure, insufficient resources and tools for the daily work, and the complex organization of the work, home health care, team work, community meetings, present the greater prevalence. The study contributes to the assessment of mental health care workers of primary health care, identify patterns of occurrence, associated factors, and vulnerable groups. It's also useful to design a policy aimed to health workers, including intervention for mental health promotion, risk prevention, and control disease. Finally, it highlights the potential of comprehensive epidemiological study to evaluate working conditions and health of workers in the Brazilian national health system. Thanks a lot. It's a great pleasure to be here.